Okay, starting. Okay, there we go. All right. So, how are things?
Yeah, no, let's
Everything
see.
good
Going pretty
and
well.
everybody staying safe?
Well, yeah, for the most part, my grandpa passed away from the virus, unfortunately.
Oh no, I'm so sorry to hear.
Yeah, so that was a bummer. But he was pretty old anyway, so
Yeah, that's really
it didn't
sad.
take much.
Wow.
But yeah, other than that, you know, everyone's staying safe, staying smart
Good.
too. So how about on your end?
Yeah, pretty much everyone's good.
Good to hear.
Probably my mom's being a little overcautious, I think, because she's taking care of my grandma, but then also trying to see her granddaughter, little baby. So, a
Yeah.
lot of family dynamics in play.
Absolutely. And it's difficult to like make these calls, you know. It's by
Yeah,
no means
right.
easy, especially when you're dealing with, you know, the elderly or newborns and things like that.
For sure. All right. So I guess video games, so a little bit of a lighter topic.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me about Wastelanders? I know kind of the basic gist and narrative, but what's your take on that?
Yeah, so just from like what is Wastelanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was an add-on created for the game, obviously, to bring back non-player characters to the Appalachian Wasteland, and to offer up a more expansive quest line with a lot of tiny offshoots, like, you know, mini quests or side quests, what have you. And this is seen by many as Bethesda's attempt to rectify the, you know, lack of quality gameplay that you know wasn't there in the main game when it launched back in 2018, I think it was. Yeah, and then in terms of kind of the idea of the quest is, you know, everyone these non-player characters come back to Appalachia in order to hunt for gold that is in one of these pre-war vaults that you know were built before the bombs dropped. So kind of a treasure hunting narrative there. You know, is the reason they came back, and then you know your role as the player is to, you know, choose one of these factions that are hunting for the treasure, and help them do that. So I'd
And
say,
the fact, oh, go ahead.
no, yeah, that was gonna end it.
So the factions are not from the region. They're not from Appalachia or West Virginia.
Some of them are. Some of the non-player characters or NPCs, you know what I'll call them, they do mention that they've come back to
Okay.
Appalachia because they, you know, they left and because of the Scorched Plague that was introduced in the first segment of the game. But then you know, once they heard about the treasure, you know, they came back. But after playing, I get the feeling that most of them are not from West Virginia or this Appalachian region.
Okay.
Just because they, you know, you talk to them and they're like, "What is the what's the what's this plague like?" You know, and they're not taking it seriously, and that's a whole other storyline. Is, you know, they don't understand the immediacy of getting a vaccine for the plague. So, you know, that's
Oh,
why I made
that
that
sounds
assumption.
familiar.
Yeah. Timely,
Interesting.
timely thing there. Yeah.
Right, for sure. So basically, I know it changes some things about the game and people had to move camps. What are the, I know it changes basically what people do in the game, because now there's this directive, whereas most of the people who were playing had finished the quest and were just kind of exploring and building their camps. So could you explain that a little more, the things that it changes?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to touch on the idea of the camps, you know, there were several spots that had been marked off before the launch of Wastelanders, and Bethesda had let everyone know, like, hey, make sure you move your camp from these spots because stuff is going to be here. You know, and so we did. But, you know, before Wastelanders launched, it, you know, the game kind of felt like this, like, sandbox, I guess, is the right term to use. That was completely empty of other people besides actual players, you know, that you could interact with. Right. So you had a higher sense of freedom in that regard. And then Wastelanders launched, and all of a sudden, a lot of these places are filled with, you know, these NPCs. So it, to me, it felt sort of restricting in that sense. I feel like I don't have as much freedom, you know, there. In terms of the exploration component, that's remained pretty much the same. They added in a few more like underground locations that I wouldn't even say like they're fun to explore, just because they're so gamey, you know. It really had nothing to do with like they didn't feel inspired by West Virginia. It was very much like, oh, they're just being Fallout at this point. You know, they can put this in any area in any Fallout game. It's not just exclusive to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you were saying you thought it kind of missed the mark in some ways.
Yeah. So my understanding, at least from the players that I've interacted with in the game, is that, you know, a lot of the player base stopped doing the gameplay, essentially. It became a lot of just pure exploration and trying to see, you know, what else you could find, or like in what ways could you view things, I suppose. And then there's like, there are the collectors that just do like the quests for like collect guns and stuff like that. So that's been my understanding of the main player base, is, you know, people just wandering around together in this irradiated West Virginia, you know, taking photos and like building camps. You know, it kind of felt like a simulation in that way. So when Bethesda comes along and adds in this, you know, gameplay package, you know, saying, okay, well, we understand that gameplay is missing in a lot of aspects, so here you go, here's Wastelanders. And you know, it kind of came and went. I see, you know, the communities that I belong to in game, you know, we really don't talk about Wastelanders much anymore. Like, it was kind of irrelevant after the first couple weeks since it launched, and everyone's kind of gone back to the same thing as before Wastelanders launched, you know.
I see.
So I suppose that's what I meant.
I see. And so can you play it without Wastelanders? Like, you can play it the old way, or you just sort of ignore the NPCs?
Yeah, you just sort of ignore the NPCs. I don't think there's a way, unless, you know, somebody can mod the game or something. But to my knowledge, there's not a way to avoid the NPCs.
I see. So you can't go back and play some old version and have your in the place where it was.
Correct.
Previously.
You're right. Yeah. And not that was like too important. You know, people have made do with putting their camp somewhere else. And people move their camps all the time. You know, it's it's not really like people are staking out a spot mm-hmm. and like saying, this is where I'm settling and this is where I'm going to be for the entire rest of the game, you know?
Does it feel like it lost its West Virginia sense of place?
You know, a little bit. They, you know, kind of like what I alluded to before, if, let me see how to put this. I feel like Wastelanders, it wasn't really inspired by anything West Virginia. So, you know, in places that were empty before, you know, now is filled with kind of these gimmicky, video gamey, you know, Fallout characters. You know, for example, before Wastelanders launched, there was little hints here and there about this idea of the Mothman cult. You know, it was very mysterious and obviously based out of Point Pleasant, and you found little hints of, you know, what they were doing before they were driven out of West Virginia. And it was very mysterious, which I thought was really cool because, you know, in real life, this whole idea of Mothman is a very mysterious thing. And, you know, but it also plays on the kind of more funny, festive side of Mothman by, you know, giving Mothman a cult to which, you know, people are gathering around him like a god. So that was like a really cool part of the game that I enjoyed before Wastelanders. Then Wastelanders launched and all of a sudden Appalachia is filled with these camps of Mothman cultists. And they have these weird, like, grotesque decorations and effigies to Mothman. And they say things like, you know, guide me to your holy light, Mothman, kind of amplifying that silly side of it. But there's really nothing to do with Mothman itself, except there are these new enemies that whenever you encounter, you have to shoot them. And that's it. There's nothing more to it. And I think that's what I mean by, like, it detracts from the sense of the West Virginia sense of place, in this example specifically, because the mystery is no longer there. You know, the cultists are a presence, but, you know, besides worshiping Mothman, there's nothing to them. It's a very flat faction of the game.
Mm-hmm. I see. So what's the response been? I mean, I know it sounds like people aren't really playing the gameplay, but do you have any sense of kind of the general sentiment among players about Wastelanders?
Yeah, well, it was received very positively. You know, and at first I was also on that, in that group of receiving it positively, you know, but I think we were all very, very ready for something new. So when something this big and this new came along, it was very exciting. And, you know, a lot of the critics of the base game, of the Fallout 76 base game, saw Wastelanders as a welcome addition too, but you don't see those people playing really. You know, there's a large group of people that flooded into the game when Wastelanders launched. And I don't see them as much anymore in game. I very much see, you know, the higher level characters that have obviously been there since the beginning of the game and have been playing this, you know, since 2018.
So do you think it's lost some of that collaborative aspect?
Not really. You know, because people that played the game before Wastelanders are still playing the game as they did before Wastelanders. You know, Wastelanders just gave them more content and more places to, you know, go collect weapons. You know, Wastelanders introduced more weapons that people could collect. It introduced more places that, you know, these virtual photographers can go and take pictures at. But, you know, like I said before, it's not, I don't get that West Virginia feel from it. you know, like they just took some components from the other Fallout games and put them on top of the West Virginia level, you know.
Right. So some of that is because it just doesn't map onto the place, but is some of that also because it's now more populated?
Like populated by the NPCs?
By NPCs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say the same thing with the NPCs because none of them feel, you know, exactly inspired by anything West Virginia, you know. I'm trying to think of something. Like coal mining is a big part of West Virginia past, right?
Right.
Like, you know, there's no community of, like, people that came to, like, to go back to the mines, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There's, like, another large part, and this is, like, a big part of my fascination with West Virginia is the, you know, the cryptids. Like, there's no group mm-hmm. that came to West Virginia, like, looking for these cryptids and hunting them, you know, like a right. faction of cryptid hunters or something like that. You know, that would be mm-hmm. something that would feel inspired to me, at least, from West Virginia. But instead, right. you know, there are raiders who are there just to have money, or there are settlers that are just there because they saw an opportunity to, like, grow. You know, it's very flat mm-hmm. storytelling, I think, in that regard.
Yeah, sounds like it. Although it does, in some ways, it's like resource extraction all over again.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Which I guess makes sense, but I don't know if they really intended that to be a narrative that maps onto Appalachia specifically.
Yeah, it very much felt like they came up with this idea separate from the game. You know, they came up with the story mm-hmm. and then they're just like, then they came back to the game and they're like, okay, how do we just lay this on top of the base game?
Yeah.
If that makes
yeah,
sense.
I wonder if some of that was their hesitation to, you know, to risk having these stereotypical West Virginia characters. I mean, I have no idea what their thought process is, but some of the people I've talked to, especially West Virginians, mm-hmm. have said it seems like they went out of the way to not do any kind of hillbilly stereotyping or something that could be seen as kind of derogatory about West Virginia, which is a trap that is easily fallen into.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that was part of their thought process with that.
I could definitely see that. You know, because to be honest, that's one of the first things that comes to my mind when I, you know, think of West Virginia. When I had thought of West Virginia before being introduced to the state, you know, having mm-hmm. never really been there. But right. at the same time, like when you see the base game, you can see all of the parts of West Virginia outside of this hillbilly stereotype that they portrayed so wonderfully.
Right.
And so to me, I'm like, well, where did that go? You know, where did that team of people that put this together go? You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's just so much to it. You know, it was a living, breathing replica of West Virginia. You know?
Right. And I mean, I've heard that they've added pepperoni rolls, but as far as that, you know, beyond that, I haven't really heard of any new West Virginia elements.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I've got another example here. You know, we talked about Fasnacht, I'm pretty sure, in the previous call,
mm-hmm.
In Helvetia. Right. And when they relaunched it this year, it was last month, so it didn't align with that real-time Fasnacht celebration
uh-huh.
Back in February. But you know, that was one of the, like, most popularly attended events in the entire game. Again, like, almost everybody on a server was at
wow.
Helvetia, and participating in this, which isn't exactly the most, you know, stimulating event from a gameplay. You literally just have to protect this group of robots wearing these Fosnok masks from getting destroyed by these monsters that try to attack them. So, you know, very simple and straightforward, but it's, I think people enjoy it so much is because it feels so inspired by something that exists in real life, you know, in real life.
Right. Yeah. And it's so fully fleshed out, the town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things I'm thinking about is West Virginia almost as a character in the previous version of the game, and then gets kind of replaced by these actual characters. And also looking at the way the game deals with, kind of creates a commons. I think you really see that in the previous version of the game. It's like a re-frontiering or re-commoning of West Virginia. And people are being collaborative and they're sharing things and sort of this exploratory, almost like your mountaineer kind of exploring this new land. And now right. It seems like the extractors have moved in.
Yeah. And they're just kind of, you know, to me, I see them now as they're just sitting there with their thumbs up their asses and just waiting for you to come so that, you know, they have something to do. But it's just through the player that they have something to do. Like the NPC settlements themselves are not living, breathing parts of the game.
Yeah. I noticed that the HOA Wastelanders Twitter is done, and it seemed like it was some issue with like the people involved. But are there still kind of these camp building communities and people sharing photos, and is that still all happening?
Yeah, that's still very much active on Twitter. You know, I've got to be honest, I haven't been as active in that community lately. I think I just kind of lost the interest in the virtual photography aspect. It began to feel like almost a chore to have to go out and like, okay, well, I got to go find something to take a picture of and I got to edit it. You know, it's just like, I just felt like it was a waste of time. it was no longer bringing me joy. I kind of disengaged there, but I still like, you know, scroll through my Twitter and stuff like that. And people are still posting, and you know, most of the same people are still active besides the HOA gig.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I think those are all my questions. Do you have anything to add?
I don't think so. I think just. I think just to summarize everything that I've said, Wastelanders felt like a huge missed opportunity to build off of the sense of mystery and the sense of adventure that is inherent to the virtual West Virginia and the actual West Virginia. So what they what they could have built up, they instead left alone, and then, you know, on top of that, put something that was very much not inspired by West Virginia or any of the work that they had done previously to build that up.
That's too bad. It feels kind of sloppy.
Yeah, which has been kind of the MO for the game from the start. And I think people are just turned off by that.
It's strange that someone did such an incredible, you know, immaculate detail of mapping this place onto West Virginia, and then they would kind of ruin that or not continue that thread.
Yeah, very much not indulged. Because in previous games, you know, they did do that. They you know, any future content, DLC, things like that, in Fallout 4, which took place in Boston, Fallout 3, which took place in Washington, D.C., Fallout New Vegas, which took place in Vegas, you know, all of these places, whenever they came out with the DLC, most of the time it was built upon, you know, a story that was already in place when the main game launched, or an idea or a concept. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree with you when you say sloppy with this game.
Have you read any good articles about Wastelanders that you would recommend?
I could certainly send a couple your way. It's been a while, but I regularly follow a couple sites. Are you talking like mm-hmm. Wastelanders reviews or?
Yeah, reviews or just like an interesting essay. I read some, around March. I don't think I've read any new about Wastelanders though.
Yeah, that's.
Or I read one. It's like, I can't remember. It's maybe, is it BuzzFeed's video game site? It's one of, I can't remember what it is exactly, but I did read a few reviews right when it came out, but they seemed kind of mixed. But if you have anything that's really good, I'd be great if you sent them my way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll look through the sites that I would have looked at for that sort of stuff. And see if I got anything.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And I will. Yeah. I'm working through a new draft. So once I have something that feels a little more together, I'll send it your way.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, totally looking forward to it. Awesome.
Cool.
And one quick note: my Lions P2 email that we've been using, it works for now. It is my work email. But I was furloughed for the summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm a little concerned that at some point it's just going to deactivate. Because they need to do that for whatever reason. So can I give you another email to email me?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Definitely.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. So it's going to be P. Lyons, just my first initial and my last name, 8076.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Got it. All right. I will email you there.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah. You too. Stay healthy.
Thanks. You too.
Awesome. Talk to you later. Bye.